Crave, the eatery in the Millenia area that called itself an American restaurant, but which for some reason specialized in sushi, closed rather abruptly. The Minnesota-based business didn't give a reason, but I suspect that location isn't an easy one. Bananas, which called itself an American diner but didn't see the need to sell sushi, closed after Mother's Day service. The owners, which also operate Funky Monkey, plan to renovate the space and open Mills Brew Pub sometime this summer. Virgin Olive Market, the cute little sandwich shop just north of downtown Orlando, also called it quits. Not all the news involved a going-out-of-business sign. Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurants opened a location at Waterford Lakes. The conceit of the Chicago-area chain is that it produces its own wine, and guests can even get a sample pulled from a real barrel, just as though you were in a state that produces good wines, unlike Florida, or Illinois for that matter. I'll have a review of the food soon. And Darden opened one of its new concepts in the International Drive area called Yard House. The big thing here are the craft beers, which are stored in a large refrigerated room overlooking the sprawling dining area and delivered to the central bar through big pipes. More on the food here soon, too. And it was announced that Jeffrey Chodorow of China Grill Management would open a new restaurant called American Q in a hotel near Disney that will be called B Resort. Chodorow gained notoriety several years ago as the restaurateur behind the Rocco Dispirito project in the reality TV show called The Restaurant. He also famously started a website that served only to refute the reviews of a critic he disagreed with, so I'm anxiously looking forward to his arrival here.